If you have your Bibles, turning with me to Matthew chapter 25, and then we're going to go to the 14th and the 15th verse, and then we'll go to Micah chapter 6, and I'm going to finish, this will be the fourth lesson, but I'm going to finish tonight what I've been talking about, just keep walking, and I want us to make sure that we are aware of some things and to be mindful of some things, and so if you have your Bibles, Matthew 25 and 14 says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods." Now notice it was his own servants and it was his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. And straightway took his journey. And in Micah chapter 6 and verse 8 says, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy." And this part we're going to focus on, and to walk humbly with thy God. And I want to talk to you tonight on this thought, just keep walking. Just keep walking. Let's lift our voices to the Lord. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for your goodness and grace, your favor, God, your manifold blessings. Would you help me pray? Father, we pray that today that this word, God, would not only, God, allow us to be hearers, but doers the same, God. We pray that those, God, watching and listening later, God, would be blessed, convicted, strengthened, and edified in Jesus' name. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor this evening, God, for all that you have done. In Jesus' name, God bless you as you're seated in the presence of the Lord. I'm just going to jump right into this lesson here tonight and finish it. We've been talking about just keep walking, and we've talked about prayer and fasting. We've talked about the doctrine. We've talked about compassion. We've talked about unity, supporting was last week. And here tonight, I just want to talk about stewardship. Now, I don't want us to be misled that I will or I won't touch on tithes and offering. I think that kind of goes without saying, but I feel that we in this church have a tremendous opportunity every January. Typically, Brother Jurazik and I kind of split the lessons and we talk about stewardship for about 4 or 5 weeks. So I'm not going to get into the nuts and bolts of that, but I want to just remind us of some things that what I feel as a pastor of Revival Tabernacle going through this situation that we're all facing worldwide, that I felt in my spirit needed to remind the church what the church needs. And we know that the church needs to be, keep walking and be strong and be steadfast and faithful in the doctrine. That goes without saying. But I wanted to remind us on that and remind us about prayer and fasting and being supportive, not just of the church, but one of another, and having compassion. Amen. Tonight we'll talk about stewardship. It's obviously it's an overused, but it's a term that is very fitting, but it is unprecedented times. And one of the blessings that we have of being in an unprecedented time is that we're all in it together. It's whether it's misery loves company or there's enough blessings to share the wealth, whatever it is, we're in this together. This is something that is not only worldwide, but it is, even though it is affecting and has affected us locally and in our homes, we're in this together and we're better together. Somebody say amen. It's easier to keep walking when we know that we're walking together. The power of agreement. Ecclesiastes 4 and 9 says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor." Notice this, "For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe unto him that when he falls, there's no one there to pick him up." And I want to challenge us this evening to be faithful in stewardship. Now, biblical stewardship is something that if you can get the revelation of it, it will bless and impact your daily life. It'll bless and impact your daily life in the church and out of the church. Biblical stewardship and the principles of stewardship are not one-dimensional. Neither are they only associated with tithes and offering. But a steward is one who is employed to manage the affairs or the estate of someone else, but they don't own those affairs or that estate personally. We've been given the blessing and the trust of the Lord to be a steward of time, of talents and ability, of resources or finances. That's God's God is gifted us that. That is His gift to us. He's given us health. He's given us full ability to for some you still have half your mind, because some folks are always giving 2 cents. They're 2 cents, and so they're not playing with the full piggy bank. But we have been given an unlimited amount of potential that God has entrusted to us. We have been blessed with that. That is God's gift for us. In fact, the psalmist tells us, and he tells us in Psalm 139 and 14, says, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully or reverently and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works." But our gift back to God is how we use, how we display our body, our time, our talent, our ministries, our family, our money. That's our gift back to God. Let's just settle this from the beginning, is that it is not your time, it is not your money, it is not your body, it is not your oxygen or your energy. It all belongs to God. Colossians 3 and 23 tells us, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily," or when you break that down, "willingly, as unto the Lord, and not unto man." Notice this. "Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord." But notice this. "But he that doeth wrong shall receive the reward of the inheritance for the wrong that they do. For there is no respect of person." And notice what 1 Corinthians 10 and 31 says. Whether ye therefore eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Time is allocated every day. I kind of meandered down this path on Sunday, but time is non-refundable. How many of you would want a refund on your time sometimes? But the amount of time that we're blessed with daily is the same amount of time as everyone else in the world. You realize that? Time has been granted to us over and over and over again, and it's the same amount or allotted time each and every day. And if the Lord allows, it'll be the same amount of time tomorrow. But the association, the productivity, and the priority of our time is up to us, and it's our doing. It's not the doing of anyone else. Now we have, and I have, and we will probably continue to make this statement, "Well, they just sat here and wasted all my time. Or I've just spent all day dealing with this and I didn't get anything done." But time is really, it's a gift from the Lord. The same amount of time every single day. And one thing that I have been reminded of during this season is that regardless of what is going on, and regardless of what is not going on, and what has stopped and what has been postponed, is that if it's important to me, I will figure a way out regardless. We just look at what has taken place in the business world, that the perseverance and the creativity of businesses to do things that they would have never done because it meant paying the bills and keeping a roof over their head. And so they're pushing themselves and they're striving. And we've got restaurants that are doing better than ever because nobody liked their food before, but because they have a big patio, now everybody goes and eats there. Somebody say amen. But stewardship is about faithfulness and trust no matter what. Now listen, If you're taking notes, the first point this evening is, if it's important to you, then you will do what you can to find a way. Matthew 6 and 21 says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Your treasure and your heart. In fact, if you're looking for your heart, go and look for your treasure. It says in the New Living Translation, "Where your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be." And I know that we know that some things are out of our control. And hear Pastor tonight, but hear me. Tonight we can all agree that we've gotten a double dose of obedience and submitting and going with the flow for factors and things beyond our control. We're just doing some things, and we don't like those things. We don't necessarily agree with those things, but we're submitted to a degree to certain things. And I'm going to drive this home tonight and put some things in perspective, but I'm talking about stewardship tonight. So I'm going to talk to the parents here for a moment, but how many of us have ever made the statements that we need prayer back in the schools? When I was a kid, we prayed. We walked up a hill backwards, both ways, in the snow, and we prayed. How many have ever said that we need to teach the kids manners and respect? Or there's lots of unholy and ungodly things taking place in society and in the secular world, in schools and work and break room and colleges. Well, guess what? Mamas, daddies, prayer, respect, Bible reading, and manners are back in the school system because you are the teacher. You're the principal, the janitor, the peanut butter and jelly maker, 3 or 4 times a day. Say, what are you saying? I'm talking about stewardship. School has been relaunched in our homes. There's no excuses anymore for this season for us not to institute some things that we wanted to change in the secular world or the public system. Zero. Because we've had 5 months and it looks like there's going to be at least a little bit more time of virtual learning from the casa, from our home, from a home that should be a Christian, godly, safe environment where there is no wicked thing set before our eyes, and holiness should not be a factor, and evil communication and speaking is not something that should be heard in our home. I'm talking about stewardship, that we just need to keep walking, that it shouldn't say, well, I'm just going to throw my hands up, I'm not qualified for that. No, God knows exactly where we are, what we're supposed to, how we're equipped, and He's saying, I've entrusted you with them. And there's something about a saint of God that looks at this opportunity and says, you know what? I'm just going to keep walking through this. I'm going to walk through it, come hell or high water. I'm going to be like Joshua, and as for me and my house, we're going to serve. They might not know their ABCs, but they're going to know every book of the Bible. They may not know how to multiply and divide and subtract like they used to, but oh, they're going to know Acts 2:38. They're going to know how to pray in the morning and get a hold of God. I'm talking about just walking in stewardship. I know not every situation's perfect. I get that. Everyone's reality is different. But let's remember, we're looking at it from a stewardship standpoint, from what we can control in our home. The proverb writer tells us in Proverbs 22 and 6. In fact, I want to remind us that it's a proverb, not a promise, to train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he'll not depart from it. We can add Bible to their studies. The Sunday school lessons that are given out on Sunday. Wow, that could be the extra credit. The reading of the book of Proverbs. A chapter, a verse for the week. Notice the psalmist reminds us in Psalm 127 and 3. He says, the children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is their reward. We got to keep walking. Moms and dads, just Know that the Lord has entrusted you with something special. And He's allotted you the time. And they're giving us stuff in most cases that is free. Nothing's free, but somebody's paying for it. Thank the Lord that there's the resources that are available. Let's be good stewards with what God has blessed us with in our homes. You're working from home. So if you read your Bible on your break, you have nobody coming and saying, "Oh, you're a Bible thumper? Working from home and you go to your break room, which is the kitchen, and you pray for your food. There's nobody there to bother you or criticize. You're listen. There's no excuse for us not to have prayer and devotion if you're working from home. College from home and virtual distance learning, it allows you the benefit of not having the wear and tear on your walk with God, with chaotic and confusing and environments that are anti-Christ. But you're still able to have that distance learning and still have the support system of your church and your family. I'm talking about stewardship. Use this time to get rerooted and to get involved in your church again. Ministry involvement is still available. Ministry is more than the platform and the microphone. And ministry is serving. If it's too hard to serve and not appealing, then leading is not for you. You'll never lead until you have been entrusted with serving. Just talking about stewardship. Just to keep walking in stewardship, not stop and say, "Well, my ministry is on hold right now." Well, your ministry may be on hold, but is there a different way for you to use a different method to be effective in your ministry? We've added some ministries during this pandemic. The weekly social media devotions, that was not even on my radar. Wasn't even in my 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 year plan. But obviously the Lord's ways are our ways and His thoughts are our thoughts. And thank the Lord for the faithfulness of those that have been involved in leading those weekly devotions. The prayer music and the playlist. I don't know how many we have now, but thank the Lord. It's an opportunity for us to be able to put something together for us to have, not go crazy with listening to Adventures in Odyssey all day and have some music and something that will play that is free and that is relevant. They've even made a playlist of the top 100 songs that we sing at Revival Tabernacle. It's called stewardship. It's finding a way to stay connected, to stay saved. Sometimes it's a lot harder to get to stay saved than it is to get saved. We didn't stop. We're not going to stop. We didn't close up. We're not giving up. But rather, we just keep walking. We just maneuver. And we need to do the same thing on a personal level. It's a new season. There's new trials, new tribulations, new blessings. But there's fresh anointing if you just keep walking. Notice something. I didn't give this to them in AV, but notice this. If you're taking notes, it's pretty powerful. Mark chapter 6, verses 38 through 42. Jesus, He has compassion on the multitude, and specifically, Jesus is with His disciples, and they are, it's getting late. And the people are obviously hungry. I'm sure the disciples were hungry. And he ultimately feeds the 5,000. But in Mark 6 and 38, he says, how many fishes and loaves do you have? And go see. And when they knew, they say, "We have 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them. No, Jesus commanded them to make all sit down by companies. Now this wasn't like sit down, you know, with Millerick Engineering and Apple and, you know, this was to sit down in companies of people. And notice Mark 6 and 40. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when He had taken the fish and loaves and the two fishes. He looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and the two fishes divided he among them all. And they did eat and were filled, or they ate it all and they were filled. And then there were ultimately 12 baskets full of the fragments. Notice this. A lot of time was taken into arranging the multitude into groups of 50 and hundreds. Then it required Jesus to multiply the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. Think about that. Structure and organization preceded the miraculous. It took some effort. It took some stewardship. It took some administrative skills. It took some follow-up. It took some common sense. It took some arithmetic and some planning to arrange the multitude and the groups and the settings so that the Lord Himself can perform a miracle. It's going to take the same thing with us, with proper stewardship, with planning and administrating and faithfulness, in order for us to continue to see and to be positioned for what God can entrust us with. If this, there's some folks that they're wanting for the Lord to send them a blank check of $1 million, but yet they don't own a bank account, they don't have any credit, they can't count, they've never worked a day in their life. Saints of God, that is not going to happen. But if you're positioned and if you've proven yourself, and if God can trust you, then the Lord is going to say, I can trust them. I've given them one, and they've given the one back, and I've given them two, and they've made that two into four, and I've given them 10, and they've made that 10 into 20. And the same thing with us is that because we keep walking. We don't look at what someone else has and say, I wish that I had what they have. I want what they have. Can I tell you, you may want what they have, but you'd better be required, and you'd better pray that God doesn't put you what they had to go through to get what they have. And you don't even have an understanding of what it takes in order them to keep what they have. Amen. Think about that. You have no idea what the cost it takes for those that you look at and say, I want what they have. You don't know what it takes to keep what they have. Amen. Stewardship. Are you yielding your abilities to benefiting the church and spreading the gospel? Do we yield our stewardship for personal gain rather than kingdom gain? Are we prayerful about the utilization of our time, our talent, and our treasure versus the positioning of our time, talent, and treasure? Just keep walking with what God has given you. We see that in our scripture setting here this evening, that the parable of the talents shows us the importance of personal preparation and trust and laboring diligently with what God has entrusted to us. The parable Jesus is speaking about, he entrusted his talent to 3 individuals. Each of them got something. He gave it to them based off their ability, and he entrusted it to them. Notice this. It was his to give away, but it was theirs to manage. It was his to decide on who gets what, but it was theirs to manage on what they do with what has been given to them. What has God given us? What is he allowing us to be able to do? And how are we doing with that during this season? What kind of steward are we going to be during this season? Do we clam up and quit? Do we glorify and propagate a virus? and politics more than we glorify and propagate the gospel and our faith? Just saying. We just need to just keep walking. Just keep walking with the Lord. Second point tonight is stewards manage with what is given to them. So how are we managing what God has entrusted to us? Imagine, listen, imagine if you had double of what you already have. I mean, in every aspect, in good and the bad. Right? Some of you are saying, I already have double trouble. But seriously, imagine if you had double of what you already have. Imagine only keeping what you were tangibly thankful for daily. Imagine if God said that I'll give you double of what you consistently give back to me or thank me for daily. Scripture tells us in Luke 6 and 38, it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. But notice this, for with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Somebody say otra vez. It says, give and you'll receive. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. So how are we managing? How are we being a good steward? Are we walking in stewardship with what God has entrusted to us? Think about this. Stewardship is more than accumulating blessings and a favor. Stewardship is managing and whatever the Lord has entrusted to you. Think about this. How we spend our time and our talents and how we utilize the skill sets that God has given us will determine down the road, either futuristic or presently, what God entrusts us with long term. Can I tell you, it's real convicting to us if we can manage or we have the ambition to manage 100 people in our job, but we throw a fit and we fuss and we murmur when somebody asks us for a Bible study. That's not good. That's not good stewardship. It's not good stewardship when you'll buy the entire box of chocolates from the kids, but you wouldn't give an extra $10 to help a missionary. That's not good stewardship where you'll work overtime to do something for mammon, but you wouldn't dare volunteer to help somewhere else where it's ministry related. Saints of God, I'm talking that even though we are living in unprecedented at times and perilous time and there's a lot of fear that is rampant, could I tell you that it's just a greater opportunity for the church of the living God, the apostolic Pentecostal church, to just keep walking in stewardship of our time and our talents and our treasure. Somebody say amen. Galatians 5 and 26 tells us, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. But just keep walking down the path towards heaven with whatever the Lord has entrusted you with. If God feels He can trust you with more, He'll ensure that those around you are aware of it. No reason to crowd in line and to promote yourself. In fact, the scripture tells us in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6 says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that your boss will notice and exalt you. Right? That the president will tweet about your business and it'll grow. No. That He may exalt you in due season. Just keep walking faithfully and manage with integrity what you've been giving. It's called serving. Somebody say serving. 1 Peter 4 and 10 says, as every man had received a gift, even so minister or serve the same one towards another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. When you are serving the church, you're serving the Lord. Serving one another is serving the body. And serving comes in so many different ways. Think about this. Someone cleans. And someone teaches Bible studies. And someone gives rides. And another will call and check on folks. And someone goes gives by going. And others go by giving. And some serve by putting together Sunday school bags for the kids. And others ensure that the elders and the Spanish speaking are aware of where we're meeting at on Sunday, at gate number 7. Somebody say amen. But we work together. And we just keep walking down this path. And we just keep walking. If it's like no one else is serving, or is their level of stewardship isn't meeting your expectations, guess what? It's not your problem. Don't worry about it. Maybe they're doing something you have no idea about. And maybe they're doing something that nobody knows about. But guess what? The Lord knows. And He sees it. And that's all that matters. Manage what you've been given and be faithful with it. Think about this. He will give you peace. He will give you anointing. He will give you the hours. He'll give you the opportunity. It's a psalmist that tells us in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits." And remember, it's the Lord that does those things. Proverb writer tells us in Proverbs 16 and 7, "When a man's ways please the Lord, He'll make even his enemies to be at peace with Him." Wow. It's powerful. Notice this as the musicians come. "Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right." How about this? "A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directed his steps." What stewardship is? Let me prove to you. Let me show you an example of stewardship is. You're in a room with other people, and they're obviously competitors. But you don't have to say anything. Your integrity speaks for itself. Your stewardship, the Lord is taking note. He'll make sure that either you get the contract or you don't get the contract. That the contract is good or the contract's not good. He'll take care of you. The stewardship is pull in line, because you want to bless somebody. You pull up with them to bless them at a place of business, and that place of business says, "Oh, I want to bless you." That's stewardship. That's the benefits of serving the Lord. And guess what? You just keep walking, and God trusts you. We stand tonight. Think about this. I may never say thank you. I may never publicly congratulate you or appreciate you like I did tonight with Brother and Sister Para. And most people in the church may never know that it was you. That you were the one that made it happen. It don't matter. You just keep walking. Just don't get your feelings hurt. Nobody said thank you. Nobody appreciates me. I didn't get a card in the mail. Nobody likes me. I've been going here and there for 900 years. I was Noah's lawn man, and here I am, and I don't even get a simple thank you. Hey, just keep walking. Just keep walking in faithful stewardship, especially in this season. Think about this. So much that we can get hung up on during this season of frustration and pressure and stress and tension and bitterness and fear. Remember, emotions are high right now for everybody. Even if you got the Holy Ghost and you're praying more than you're sleeping, emotions are high right now. And when your emotions are high, you're not thinking as clearly. And if you're like us, and it's hotter than 75 degrees, we start freaking out. We start getting dehydrated, and then we're grouchy, and we're dealing. Guess what? You just keep walking and say, I'm going to be a good steward of whatever God has entrusted with me, because He is with me, and I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. We lift our hands unto the Lord this evening. Let's talk to the Lord. Come on, right there at your home. Come on, be a good steward. It's altar call time. It's time to talk to the Lord. Gather your family together and maybe grab hands there at home and pray that God would help you be good stewards. You're going to give God your first fruits, your best fruits. You're not going to wait till a better time. You're not going to wait till you get that perfect opportunity. Right now is the perfect opportunity. It's the first week of school for some. It's the middle of the month for most. It's now or never. We're 5 months into some things. It's now. We're at the halfway point, more than the halfway point for the year. You can end on a good note. There's so much opportunity for God to do something for us. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. Would you worship the Lord and say, minister in song? Would you talk to the Lord here this morning, this evening? Would you talk to the Lord this evening? Hallelujah. To be a sanctuary. To be a sanctuary.
To be a sanctuary.
Hallelujah.
Pure and holy.